The proposals come after a corruption wave at the Capitol that's led to prison sentences for both former legislative leaders, jail time for a former state controller, and federal charges including bribery and bid rigging against 9 Cuomo associates, including his former top aide, Joe Percoco, whom Cuomo's father, former Governor Mario Cuomo, referred to as his third son.
And unfortunately, in Albany, there have been a series of breaches of the trust. It has happened in the legislature, both houses. It's happened in the state controller's office. It's happened in my own office.
Cuomo wants to pass 2 constitutional amendments. One would ban outside income for legislators. Another would impose term limits. He also wants to shut a campaign finance loophole that allows donors to form limited liability companies to get around contribution limits and also enact public campaign financing. The governor also is seeking remedies for corruption in his own administration. He'd create a special inspector general to look at economic development and other contracts processed by the state and city university systems. The former head of SUNY Polytechnic, Elaine Calieros, who oversaw many of the governor's upstate economic development projects, is under criminal indictment for bid rigging and other charges. Ann Cuomo wants to ban campaign contributions from contractors who are vying for state contracts, known as requests for proposals or RFPs.
There can be no political contributions from anyone bidding on that RFP and no political contributions from the winner of the RFP for 6 months after it's done.
The timing of some contributions from developers to the governor coincided with the developers winning state contracts, although no one has been accused of wrongdoing in those cases. Government reform groups who have seen previous reform measures stall say the governor has to actively campaign for them if he really wants them to become law. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group.
What's really going to determine whether or not anything happens is if the governor decides to involve the public in the fight and then he hits the road, similar to what he did on the $15 minimum wage, to really galvanize public support behind his plans.
Cuomo toured the state on a bus to promote the minimum wage hike, which the legislature agreed to in last year's budget. Horner says he'd like to see a proposal to create more independent ethics oversight that's not controlled by the governor or the legislature. Barbara Bartoletti with the League of Women Voters, who attended the speech, agrees that Cuomo will have to make an extra effort to get the proposals through the Senate and Assembly.
I think you'd need a whole new legislature because I think the constitutional amendments on term limits and outside income are probably dead on arrival in the legislature.
But she says if lawmakers agreed to close campaign finance loopholes, it would go a long way toward cleaning up corruption. The head of the state's Republican Party, Ed Koch, says Cuomo has a poor track record when it comes to ethics reform. He says the governor opened a special Moreland Act commission, then shuttered it when members started to investigate Cuomo's office.
He didn't want to be examined himself. Now he's being examined through the corruption of his closest associates, 9 of them, including, quote-unquote, his third brother.
Percoco, Calieros, and 6 others go on trial for corruption later this year. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.